Blog Talk Radio.
Today. This is the day the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Song is saying, you gave it all for me. Amen. I just believe that God gave his very best. He gave it all for me. So now we should give him our all. Give him everything that we have, all that we have, all that we are. We ought to give it to God. Amen. It's Friday. The week is, well, the work week is, amen, is over. Well, almost over. That's not to call it over. I hear one of y'all, somebody say, I don't want to rush it yet. It's almost over. I pray that you've had a productive week. I pray that you, things have gone well, and I pray that you're not productive of your week as to whether or not you got everything done. But I know that there's no temptation to do that. We look at what we needed to get done. And then we just, you know, did I get everything done? Well, the truth of the matter is, truthfully, we are probably not going to get everything done that we set out to do. And that's okay. So don't judge the productivity of your week by how much, quote unquote, I've gotten done. I'm trying to judge the productivity of my week based on how much did I accomplish? Did I accomplish the right things? It's not how much did I accomplish. It's did I accomplish the right things? How many of the right things did I get done? Amen. I'm learning that one of the hardest things is knowing what you should have your hands on. What should I put my hands to? And just doing those things. It's one of the most difficult things that we face in many cases, because we want to do everything and put our hands on everything and try to fix everything. I believe that God wants us to accomplish certain things, and there's things that we are best suited to do, and those are the things that we should be putting our energy, our strength, our hands to. And if that's one thing, then that would make the week productive.
But if you did 50 things and none of them got anything to do with where you're going and your destiny and what God has for you to do, but you did 50 of them, I think you might be tired. But I don't think it was productive. And so I'm praying that you had a productive week. And it's not over because you can produce something that will bless the world, something that will bless the world today. Amen. 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 Be in prayer for our church family. We have members who are suffering, who have suffered death in their family this week. And so I just want you to just pray. Just pray for our church and just show people that you either you know or that you don't know. But you are aware that somebody is hurting, that someone is bereaved. So just pray that God would heal and bless them and do the things that God himself needs to do in their life. Amen.
The weekend is here. What are you going
to do different? What are you going to do different? We can do a lot of things. How will you respond differently? What's going to be the thing that you will do different? Doesn't have to be a lot of things. I want to help us, as I'm trying to help myself, but it doesn't have to be a lot of things. If you can change one thing and just be patient with that change and be deliberate with that change and grow in that change, and it's just one thing. Just one thing. I think you will be more successful than a person who has set out to change five things and hasn't changed any of them. Just look for something. What can I do differently this weekend that will make me better, stronger, closer to God than last weekend? And when you recognize what that thing is, and I want to impress it, I just really feel strongly to impress that it's not the size of the thing you want to do. Let me give you an example. You might say, I am going to respond to person A, this person. I want to ensure that I respond to them pleasantly. Just yes. Okay. I'm going to respond pleasantly because I know this. I'm not always pleasant. They get on my nerves, and I'm not always pleasant. I'm going to respond pleasantly. And you might only see that person one time. Don't shortchange that, because then you'll say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to respond pleasantly. Then you'll be finding yourself developing into, I'm just going to attempt better to be a pleasant person. So you went from responding pleasantly to this one person that you're going to see one time, and as you have grown and developed over this, now you're making a decision that I'm going to be pleasant. I'm going to make sure that I'm paying attention to how I'm responding to people. That's a change. That's a huge change that began as a small, maybe you might consider insignificant change. But if you take the first step, take those baby steps get you to where you're going. So just take that little piece of information, that little nugget, and do something with it. What will you do differently this weekend than perhaps you've done last weekend? How will you function differently? How will you speak differently, act differently? How will you make sure that people feel differently when they're around you? And just go ahead and make that thing happen,
whatever it is. Just go ahead and make it happen. I just believe that God is concerned and dialed in to making you better.
He's dialed in. I think when you start making these small changes, God's going to start taking these small changes that you're making and giving them big power, giving them big movement. Just go ahead and start. Just start where you are. Start where you are. That's it. Start where you are. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say in the long run. Just start where you are. Let's pray. Let's pray about certainly this horrific situation in Florida. This if we're not careful, we are becoming numb to this. It happens so often. And here's the thing that is really concerning. There's this mass shooting. If you don't know, perhaps you've been living under a rock. But there was a mass shooting in Florida. One of the safest counties, actually, in all of Florida. And it was a mass shooting. A young man, 19 years old, walks into his high school and calculates it, gets there in time for before school ends, pulls the fire alarm in the school, getting all the kids, knowing that all the kids will be in the hallway trying to get go out of the building for the fire alarm. And as they come out as classes, he just begins to walk through and he kills 17 precious young people. I think they say injured is still 14 people and some 15 people in ICU in critical condition. Young man then puts the gun down, and as people are running, he starts running with them and gets out of the building. He literally gets away from it, and he's gone, and he goes to Kmart and Home Depot, McDonald's, and gets food and sits down like nothing has even happened. And these families are devastated today. But the challenge for America is we take these situations, we see them, and nothing changes. These are our children. I became very concerned and scared for my country. I think the most scared that I've been for my country is when all those children, those first graders, were slaughtered in a shooting just like this in Newtown, Connecticut. These are babies. These were babies. And they were slaughtered in a massacre. And America only hiccup and kept going like it was nothing. That's when I became very afraid for our country, because at this point it became clear that nothing will move us off this dial. It's about money, and nothing's going to move us. And it's taking the politicians doing the same thing over and over and doing nothing. But, so we're Christian families. I'm Christian families.
God, we desperately need you in this moment. Our country is shaped. We have lifted up the God of money, and the God of money controls everything we do. And it is that we worship, and we are even sacrificing now our children to the false God. And so, Lord, would you help us as we try to be dialed in for the families, Lord, the families of the victims of this senseless crime are heartbroken. The parents are heartbroken, the siblings. The friends, Lord, this thing spreads wide. And so I'm asking for help. Give us wisdom and guidance on how we can try to do something that would be productive and constructive. Bring healing, Lord God. And I pray that you would raise up some people and you would help us, Lord God, to get a voice, a mega voice, that we might make a difference in the direction, the political direction of this country. Pray, God, for those families, and I ask you for peace in their hearts. I pray, God, in days and years to come, that you would bring healing to them in the name of Jesus. Let us be people of peace so that we may help our fellow. In the name of the Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Please pray for these families. And we will see you on Sunday for our service. I believe God is going to minister to you and got a word, speak a word to you about Hope City. Amen. God bless you. Bye.